听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Steve. Day two of our adventure feature begins with the Bach family getting ready to set out on their three-year journey around the world. During the trip, you can be sure the Bach family ties will be strengthened. They'll be closer knit through shared hardships, shared triumphs, and their need to depend on one another. Our word bank gives us just one word for this portion of the lesson. The word is overhaul, as in, my car engine needed an overhaul after I had driven it 100,000 kilometers. Then I drove it another 100,000 kilometers. Okay, before the Bach family sets sail, it needs a reliable sailboat. Let's look on page 37 and read about the Bach family's shared experience of getting their floating house ready to sail.
Tightening ties. Preparation to sail. Selling off their businesses, as well as the family's farm, the couple started their endeavor with Craig leaving first to begin replanking the hull of a ketch in the Caribbean. Lauren and the kids followed later to lend a hand in a time-consuming overhaul that cost some $500,000 and stretched out over 2 years. The whole idea sounded cool. And then, when I got there, it really looked like a lot of work, Alexis says. Who's going to do it? I thought. And we figured out pretty soon that it was going to be us.
Hello and welcome, friends. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea, and thanks for joining us for our second day of looking at the Bach family. Now, this is a family, as we learned yesterday, who is from Hampton, Virginia, who has set up this three-year journey of sailing around the world and living together in their small boat. And we know they've run into some challenges, but all in all, they are doing this so they can strengthen their ties and their bonds with one another, and to learn more about the world.
And if you can imagine, a three-year journey around the world is going to require a lot of preparation. And the first thing that they did was this Bach family sold off all of their businesses as well as the family's farm.
Okay, so they obviously were a farming family, but what they needed to do is sell the farm because they weren't there to take care of it anymore. And then they were able to start their endeavor, to start their journey and their goals, and with Craig leaving first. Now, we have kind of a few new words in this next sentence. Chelsea, why did he leave first and what did he do?
Well, he had to leave first because there was some work that needed to be done that he probably knew how to do. He needed to replank the hull of the ketch in the Caribbean. Now, let's start with that word, replank. A plank is a long wooden board, and you use it to lay down and make a floor on the bottom of the boat that you can walk on, and so we call that planking. He planked the ship. Now, this is an older boat that they have decided to use for their sailing, and so he needed to replank the boat. That means he needed to go back in and put new planks down so they would have floor to walk on their boat.
Okay, and these planks make up the hull, H-U-L-L, which is basically the belly, or you might even say the body of the boat. And you know, if you've ever seen a boat, that some of the hull is under the water, and also another half of the hull is above the water, and that is called the hull.
Okay, so we've talked about replanking the hull and of a small ketch. Now, K-E-T-C-H, not catch, like catch a ball, but this is a kind of boat, just a small sailing ship. We might say that that has two masts, I guess. But the main thing is this is the kind of boat that they were using. And so once he was able to finish these projects, the kids and Lauren, the wife, came along and they were ready to also lend a hand.
And lucky for him, they were on their way because there was still a lot of work to be done. In fact, they followed and they had to be able to lend a hand in a time-consuming overhaul that cost some $500,000 and stretched out over 2 years. So there was 2 years worth of work still to be done when Lauren and the kids came, and they had to overhaul this ketch. Now, Chip, to overhaul something means you do what to it?
Well, if you overhaul something, or if you give something an overhaul, it means that you are completely repairing all of the damages. So here they are probably removing all of the bad parts and replacing all of those parts with new parts and giving it a complete overhaul.
And a lot of people do this to their homes. They give their homes, or maybe rooms in their home, a complete overhaul, and they end up spending a lot of money, but few people would spend the money to do this on a boat. So obviously it took a lot of preparation, a lot of time, a lot of hard work. I wonder if at times they were thinking, is this worth it? But it seems like they had a good attitude and they were all excited about it.
Yes, I imagine that at times they were thinking, is this worth it? Even one of their children says the whole idea sounded cool. It sounded really good. And then when I got there, it really looked like a lot of work. And that's their daughter, Alexis. And she's not underestimating. If it was 2 years worth of work and a $500,000 overhaul, she's right. It was a lot of work.
And when she saw all of this work, she said, wow, it looks like a lot of work. Who's going to do it? And then she realized that she and the family were the ones who were going to be doing this work.
But at least through this, they could also bond together as a family, and they could start to establish those close relationships, because if you're living on a boat with somebody, you can't really get away from them too easily. So I think it's probably good that they had this preparation time of hard work so that when they did get on the boat, they already had very solid relationships.
Yes, it probably prepared them for the journey that was to come and got them used to working together very closely and living together in very close quarters. And I would also imagine that they learned some nice, good new skills as they were overhauling this boat.
Right. I'm sure they learned a lot of new skills because there would be a lot of different kinds of construction that you would need to learn in order to give this ship, this ketch, an overhaul.
Good point. Well, we have more to talk about, but right now it's time for a break. First, let's visit the chat room, and then we'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken, and today we have Linda with us. Hi, Linda.
Hello, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's great to be back again. Hey, before I forget, Ken, can you lend me a hand? When we're finished here.
Can I what?
Can you help me?
Help you with what?
Well, I have a bunch of hand-me-downs for your baby.
Excuse me, a bunch of what?
A bunch of hand-me-downs, second-hand clothes or used clothing. My friend has a 2-year-old little boy who has outgrown a bunch of clothes, and she wanted to give them away, so I took them for your baby.
Oh, how nice of you.
Thank you. I brought them to work with me. So can you take them off my hands?
Take what off your hands?
The clothes. That means I would no longer be responsible for them. I would give them to you.
Oh, I get it. Of course I will. 不知道你刚刚听到了几个跟 hand 相关的片语。Lend someone a hand, 借某人一只手就是 帮助某人，助他一臂之力。Hand me down 是穿人家穿过的衣服，尤其是大哥大姐传给小弟小妹穿的旧衣服，叫做 hand me down。而旧衣服可以叫做 second hand clothes， 也就是二手的衣服。Take something off someone's hands， 字面上是把某样东西从某人的手中拿掉，意思就是帮他处理掉他手中用不上的东西。
I have to hand it to you. You're a great dad.
What are you handing me? I'm so confused.
Well, okay, I don't want this to get out of hand. So, if someone says they have to hand it to you, they're complimenting you. I meant you are doing a great job as a dad.
Why, thank you. But what does get out of hand mean?
Out of control.
Oh, I see. Get out of hand 是失控，比如说 the situation got out of hand， 一个失控的状况。Hand it to someone 是承认某一个人在某一方面很优秀。I've got to hand it to you, you're a hardworking student. 我必须承认你是一个用功的学生。
Well, it's time for a break, but keep your hand away from that remote, because Studio Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. So the Bach family has a wonderful opportunity to bond, even before their trip begins. Remember, the boat will be the Bach family home for 3 years, so there's a lot of work to be done making the boat seaworthy and comfortable for a family of six. Now, three words we need to know before we continue. The first is the verb gut.The war-torn town was full of gutted buildings and empty streets. Secondly, revive, as in Samuel's dream of reviving the family farm began to come true with his first sale of produce. Finally, the adjective semi-private. I stayed in a semi-private room in the hospital with two other patients. Now, let's look more closely at what all was involved in getting the Bach boat ready for the big adventure. The reading continues on line 21.
Tightening ties. Moving aboard the gutted boat, the family put in 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, for months.Slowly reviving the decks and interior of the nearly 50-year-old vessel. While Craig made major changes to the masts and sail plan, the girls focused on the woodwork, with Tracy learning how to use a table saw and Sarah applying a 12-coat marine finish. Inside the big cabin that Sarah and Alexis planned to share, the two younger sisters added to their workload by building a dividing bulkhead.That gave each girl a semi-private berth of her own. We knew that if we were going to keep the family together, we'd need a separate space for everyone, Craig says.
Welcome back. Okay, so before the break, we saw that the Bach family was giving their catch, their boat, an overhaul. Now,Moving aboard the gutted boat, the family put in 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, for months. Now, let's back up to that word gutted. If you gut something, or if something has been gutted, that means that all of the things inside originally are removed. So here we're talking about a gutted boat. So all of the old things that were in this old boat have been removed completely.
Wow, 10 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is so much work. They've been putting so much time and effort into this as they slowly are reviving the decks and interior of this nearly 50-year-old vessel. And when we revive something, or if something is revived, that means that it's been brought back after a long time of maybe not being used or has maybe not been in existence for a long time. I might say to someone in my family, let's revive that old family tradition from when I was a little girl. Let's bring it back again. So they're doing this to the boat.
Good explanation. And again, a lot of people do this to their homes or maybe to a restaurant that has been just sitting there for a few years, and they revive it and they breathe new life into it and they work hard and give it new life. But here they're doing it to a boat, a nearly 50-year-old vessel. Vessel's just another word, often for something that sails on the ocean. And so they really put a lot of time and energy and effort into making this boat ready to sail.
Yeah, and it sounds like, as you would do with an overhaul, they are changing everything, the interior on the inside of the boat and the exterior, or on the decks, the part on the outside of the boat. And it sounds like Craig made major changes to the masts and the sail plan. Now, the masts are the big, tall posts or poles that hold the sails. And as we saw earlier, a ketch has two large masts.
And as Craig focused on that, the girls focused on the woodwork. They probably had to do a lot of special work to that to make it able to be walked on and used and rained on. And Tracy learned how to use a table saw, and Sarah learned how to apply a 12-coat marine finish. Now, that's referring to a finish or a paint that they put on top of the boat, and 12 coats. That's a lot of coats.
Right. Well, if you think about it, a finish often keeps moisture and keeps water out of the wood. And so you would need a very thick finish on a boat that's going to be at sea or in the ocean for 3 years.
And I like how these girls are just willing to roll up their sleeves and do some of the projects that maybe most of the time guys undertake. I mean, using a table saw can be dangerous, but these girls were willing to help out, and they didn't just sit back and watch. They were participating in improving the boat.
And all of their hard work paid off for these girls who are rolling up their sleeves and getting a little bit dirty, because inside the big cabin that Sarah and Alexis plan to share, the two younger sisters added to their workload by building a dividing bulkhead. Now remember, this family is not just going out for a sail on a weekend or for a week. They are going to be on this ship for 3 years. And so they all have their own spaces in which to live and to sleep. And it sounds like Sarah and Alexis are going to be sharing an area. And in order to do so, they had to build their own bulkhead.
Right. So, and a bulkhead is a word that we would use here on to describe a wall or a dividing wall between two rooms or two compartments on a ship. And the purpose of this bulkhead is to provide some privacy.
Yes. Now, they may not have as much privacy as they would in a house, but this bulkhead allows each girl to have a semi-private berth of her own. Now, semi-private, you can probably figure out the meaning of that word. Semi, it means partially private, enough privacy that they can feel like they have their own space.
And that word berth there just refers to the place where someone can sleep. And we use this word berth when we're talking about a boat or maybe about a train. So Sarah and Alexis had their own semi-private area to sleep. But again, we're talking about tight quarters, small spaces. And so they all lived very closely together. And
Right. I like how Craig finishes. He says that we knew that if we were going to keep the family together, we would need a separate space for everyone. And that's kind of a funny, that's a good line, that in order to keep us together and in order to keep these relationships enjoyable for everyone and the whole family, people need their separate space.
Sometimes we call that personal space, right? And I think most people need a little bit of personal space. Some people need a lot of personal space. They don't want people in their space all the time. So again, this family, they thought this through. They took the time to say, how can we make this work as a family? And they started to create these separate spaces for each person. Well, we have more to talk about next time. We hope you're enjoying this as much as we are, but right now we're going to watch our skit for today.
learning idioms is smooth sailing. I can remember them all.
Oh, so you're sailing through the idioms?
Yes, I am learning them quickly. They're easy for me.
Good. Then maybe you can guess what this idiom means. Don't rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat. If you rock a boat, it goes from side to side, and someone might fall into the water.
Or the boat might turn over.
And that would be terrible.
That's right. So don't rock the boat means don't do something that might result in something bad.
Oh, don't cause trouble. Don't rock the boat.
Don't make waves.
Don't make waves. What does that mean?
Well, think about a small boat sailing on a calm ocean.
Yes, everything is peaceful.
But if a big ship goes by and makes waves,
the boat bounces up and down. Oh, it's not peaceful anymore.
Right. To make waves means to make trouble.
Oh, so don't make waves.
And don't rock the boat.
Good advice.
And good idioms.
Yeah. Let's sing the song. Ready?
Sailing, sailing over the ocean waves.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看 overhaul 这个名词。Overhaul 是指拆开、检修或者是大修。例如 ,our old truck is in the garage for an overhaul. 我们那台老卡车在修车厂里面大修。Overhaul 也指定期的检修。例如 ,the bus is scheduled for an overhaul next month. 这台巴士下个月已经排定要定期检修。Overhaul 也可以当动词，例如 ,the engine of the car was overhauled. 这台车的引擎已经修过了。继续我们看的是 gut 这个动词。Gut 本来是指取出动物的内脏，但是这里是指毁损某个东西的内部。注意它的过去式、过去分词都要重复字尾 T 再加 ED。例如 ,the hotel was gutted by the fire, 这个旅馆的内部被大火给焚烧了。或者是 ,the car was gutted by the thief, 小偷把这部车的内装全毁了。最后我们看的是 revive 这个动词 ,RE 这个字首有再一次的意思。VIV 这个字根有生命的意思，所以 revive 是指恢复或者是复苏。例如 the architect revived the chapel and many tourists come to visit now. 这位建筑师让这个教堂恢复以前的光彩，现在有许多的观光客来参观。或者是 a hot bath can revive me instantly. 泡个热水澡可以让我立即又充满活力。And time is running out. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Tightening ties. Preparation to sail. Selling off their businesses, as well as the family's farm, the couple started their endeavor with Craig leaving first to begin replanking the hull of a ketch in the Caribbean.Lauren and the kids followed later to lend a hand in a time-consuming overhaul that cost some $500,000 and stretched out over 2 years. The whole idea sounded cool, and then, when I got there, it really looked like a lot of work, Alexis says. Who's going to do it? I thought, and we figured out pretty soon that it was going to be us.Moving aboard the gutted boat, the family put in 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, for months, slowly reviving the decks and interior of the nearly 50-year-old vessel. While Craig made major changes to the masts and sail plan, the girls focused on the woodwork, with Tracy learning how to use a table saw and Sarah applying a 12-coat marine finish.Inside the big cabin that Sarah and Alexis planned to share, the two younger sisters added to their workload by building a dividing bulkhead. That gave each girl a semi-private berth of her own. We knew that if we were going to keep the family together, we'd need a separate space for everyone, Craig says.
It was a huge job, but the boat is finally ready. Now the adventure really begins. But being out on the open water means more opportunity for stress, tough physical challenges and danger. We'll look at those challenges more closely tomorrow in our third day of tightening ties, small quarters, and sailing give a chance to bond. We at Studio Classroom want to give you a chance to write a short essay in English. If our editor picks your essay, you'll see it published in our magazine and you'll receive a fun gift. Check out page 8 in this month's magazine for more details. Friends, don't forget to come back as we continue observing the Bach family bonding under stress. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.